News in brief at Press TV reports say thousands of Muslims have fled the ethnic cleansing in the Central African Republic. Our correspondent says many members of the Muslim community have hidden in forests. He also said there is an increasing public anger against the French troops deployed there. The Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe says the upcoming referendum in the Crimean Peninsula will be a violation of Ukraine's constitution. Ukraine's interim president, Alexander Turchynov, has also called the referendum a sham. He said Russia plans to rig the vote. NATO has begun war games in Poland near Ukraine's borders, as dispatched U.S. jets are set to take part in the exercises. Bad weather has delayed naval maneuvers in the Black Sea, with the U.S. saying both drills were planned before the outbreak of the Ukrainian crisis. A bomb has exploded in the Egyptian capital, Cairo. A Press TV reporter says the bomb went off near the embassies of Saudi Arabia and Israel. Security officials say there have been no reports of casualties so far. As the international community search for the missing Malaysia Airlines plane has been widened, Malaysia's Air Force says radar suggests the aircraft turned west, away from its route before vanishing. Officials still do not know what went wrong with the aircraft. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has met with a Russian parliamentary delegation in Damascus. The Syrian president said the West only wants to control and not build partnerships and tries to destabilize countries that oppose its hegemonistic policies. Syrian opposition sources say the al-Qaeda-linked Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant has executed 22 people in Aleppo, and at least 12 armed insurgents were among the dead. Since January, a number of militant groups have joined an offensive against the ISIL. The nominee to head the U.S. National Security Agency has defended Washington's worldwide data collection. Vice Admiral Michael Rogers, nominated to head the agency at the center of a firestorm over spying, claimed the NSA needs to access the vast amounts of data to thwart terror attacks.